Good morning. Good morning. Well, good afternoon, but it's morning somewhere. It's 12:09 p.m. on Friday, March the 10th, 2023. It's mostly cloudy. It's a little bit chilly. It's not quite 50 degrees. I'm wearing my lightweight outdoor clothes. Two hoodies and a windbreaker. And I'm feeling good today. Yesterday was a bit problematic. I got my writing done just in time to go to the doctor's for my 2-month checkup. Required blood work. It turns out really the only reason that they do the blood work is because they need to exercise my chemo port to make sure that it's still working. And they like to do that every 6 to 8 weeks, which is nice, but they don't really need to see me that often anymore. At least I don't think so. We'll see. The results are in, and a couple of the numbers don't look too good, but we'll get to them. They don't look bad. They just don't look as good as we'd like to see them. My glucose in particular was up, which is somewhat problematic since I'm trying to get enough calories to put some muscle back on. Granted, most of it needs to be protein, but a lot of it needs to be protein, but I'm eating a lot of carbs, which is probably why my glucose is up. They still have the blood. They're gonna use some of it to do an A1C. Although I had an A1C not that long ago. It was a little bit up, but not terrible. So my thyroid is low, which probably explains why I'm cold all the time. But the good news on that is that it's actually rising from where it has been. It's approaching, it's very close to being normal, so that was good news. And taking the day off, the big problem, I think, was that I had to fast for these blood tests because I wanted to do all of them all at once. I owed two different doctors blood work, and I wanted to get them all done on the same trip, and I did. But the cost was fasting until I got there at 11, which meant I didn't get anything to eat until I got home sometime after noon, and I just didn't have it in me to walk. I didn't even walk on the treadmill. So, yeah, yesterday was the yesterday was the first day all year that I didn't walk. My calendar has a red circle on it now that it didn't have before. All the walks that I did with blue circles because I didn't do the podcast, joined with all the green circles for the days that I have, mostly this month and last week. This week? This is Friday. Yeah, this week. I think I started, what, Sunday? And even the day I didn't walk because of the weather, I did the treadmill, so. But yesterday I didn't. But it was the first day all year. So, you know, that's, as I was thinking about it, I slept in this morning. I got a little extra sleep last night. And someone swatted me with a 2x4 about how I have almost no reserves So when something even minor, like fasting for the morning, happens, I don't have anything left in the tank to make up for that shortfall. Thank you, Evan. But I've already had two meals today. It's just barely noon. I slept in until, well, it was almost 6:30, I think, before I got up, which is, you know, for a lot of people, it's like, wow, that early. For me, it's, wow, that late. I'm usually up by between 5 and 5:30. I'm usually in bed by 9:30, 10 o'clock. And last night was no exception. I was in bed by, I think I was in bed last night like 9:15. So I had a good night, a relatively good night's sleep, barring the obligatory bathroom runs, which is going to be a subject of inquiry when I go back and see my primary care physician, I'm sure. And I'm feeling good today. I'm feeling good. In part because around mid-morning this morning, I wrote what I think is going to be the last line of this first new Ishmael book. I've been farting around with it for weeks, months now, trying to get the story to lay down correctly on the page. It's the best way I can describe it. It didn't feel right. It didn't. I had somebody read it and they said, well, yeah, it was pleasant, but they liked it, but it was the but, because it's the but that was caused me to say, would you look at this and see what you think? Because I had a real strong, yeah, it's okay, but feeling about it. And it was, I had that confirmed. And so I've been sort of wrestling with it, trying to remove that. But, and I did. I feel good about it. I feel very good about it. The character arcs that were missing seem to be a little more pronounced, or seem to be missing, feel a lot more pronounced now. I've sort of brought them to the foreground. There are four of them across these three books. Four arcs. One for each of the two members of the dynamic duo. The dynamic duos. And I'm really happy. So, in celebration, because I know I'm not going to be able to do anything else over the next couple of days. More on that in a minute. In celebration, I'm declaring everything. I'm declaring a holiday. I haven't had a day off this year. It's like every day I have the same schedule. Every day I have the same requirements. Every day I've had the same set of tasks to accomplish. Garbarso. Looks cool. But I'm going to take the weekend off. I'm still planning on doing the walk, because the walk makes me feel good. Even though yesterday I didn't, but, and I probably would have felt good if I had done it, but, and I felt bad because I hadn't. But, it was the right choice. Sometimes the right choices don't feel good, but they're still the right choices. And not walking yesterday was indeed the right choice. It let me kind of rest up a little bit. It let me kind of recoup a little bit. This morning I found promotional information from United Healthcare, which is usually a which turned out to be pretty much spot on. I was really taken. One of them was they're all for people like me. Ooh, loose cable. That doesn't look good. One of them was chair exercises for core. Another one was for balance and flexibility. And one of them was a very truncated, very abbreviated Tai Chi set. 28, I think. 28 movements, which called to me. So I'm going to be... None of them require a lot of movement around. They just sort of stand and move and shake and push and pull. Not quite wave hands as clouds, but close. Coming up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. Come on, post. So that was good. But the reason I'm probably not going to get a whole lot else done is because I just got the notification that the disk drives that were supposed to arrive yesterday are out for delivery, which means sometime this afternoon, probably, maybe when I get back, I'm going to have the new drives I need. Pardon me while I blow my nose. I'm going to have the new drives that I need to upgrade my computer to running all Linux all the time, to getting the extra drive space I need so that I'm not bumping up against the boot drive all the time. And I'm not getting up in the morning only to find that Windows has decided that it wanted to do an update regardless of what I said. So my computers, plural, will all be running Linux. Some of them have more capabilities than others, but they'll all be running Linux. And that makes me happy. So with any luck, I'll install the new drives. And I have a graphics card that I'm going to try to put in. It's not a big step up from the one I have, but it's a small step. We'll take that. We'll see how it goes. We'll see what happens. I'm going to take the weekend to get the installation in and get it tuned up and probably play a lot with my dinosaurs. I had a little setback the other day, fell into a death trap, which took me and all of my gear and everything I had on me and I had on my flyer, because it killed the flyer too. So I have a little recovery to do. I also have a question to answer, and that's, do I want to pick up where I left off, which actually represents months worth of work, or do I want to do something rash, like start over? I've learned a lot about the game since I first started this iteration. And I'm pretty sure I started it fact, I know I started it before. The unpleasantness of chemo and radiation. But it was when I was fighting back through the chemo fog that I made the significant progress. I've made some real serious progress. And knowing how to do it now, you know, maybe it won't take me months to get there again. And when I was testing to see if Arc would run under Linux, I did not boot the old game. I booted a new Linux-specific download and had no characters in it, so I created a new character and started out punching trees. Started out in the very beginning. And I had no high-end characters to lend a hand. I had no super spiffy blueprints to give me top of the line equipment. None of the advantages of the current iteration. And yet, It was kind of fun. I had a good idea of what I needed to do. And if I think about what I want to accomplish, the shortest path is still going to be to reboot the current iteration. I don't care. It's true. It's going to be. But I'm laughing at myself. Is playing the game the objective, or winning the game the objective, or what? What is the objective? So I don't know. Maybe I'll start over. Maybe I'll take what I know now and start over. Start fresh. Right now I've got how many maps do I have? 6 maps going. I've got the island. I've got Scorched Earth. I love Scorched Earth. But both Scorched Earth and the island have a problem in that it's hard to get high level dinos on both of those maps. Whereas a map like Ragnarok or a map like Fjordr, it's relatively easy. High level dinos spawn on those maps frequently. I've killed more high level dinos on those maps than I've seen on the regular story maps. The advantage of that is if you're going to do a run on the bosses, you need high-level dinos. So starting with high-level dinos is the fastest way to do that. And while in a certain sense it's kind of tedious to go after high-level dinos all the time, the other side of it is it's kind of fun. So I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll have to see how I feel about it. I've got some hardware issues to deal with first. I've got to get this machine onto the test bed. Get the old drives pulled out. Get the new drives put in. Get the operating system installed. And then I'll be able to see how well it works. I'll be able to see what I want to do. Do I want to revisit? Do I want to go back to the existing world with all of the different characters that are taken up space? Or do I want to do a fresh start? A new world. Decisions, decisions. But you can probably tell, I'm feeling pretty good. The day off yesterday helped a lot. I think getting a good night's sleep helped a lot. Getting enough to eat so far today helped a lot. I should probably bake bread today again. I'll probably wait till tomorrow. It's really quite a lovely morning out here. Little catkins on the maple. Looking red. And here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow, yeah, it's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.